have you ever had one of those days where all you wanted was a big hug to make you feel a bit better, but for whatever reason there was no one around for a cuddle? Well, would you consider paying somebody to do it, to give you a cuddle, that is, and to cuddle also? Well, maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't, but it would seem there's a lot of people out there who are quite happy to hand over some cash for such a service. Samantha Hess is a professional cuddler, and recently she opened a cuddle shop called Cuddle Up To Me, and that's in Portland, Oregon, in the United States of America, over there on the West Coast. And she says she's already had 10,000 emails inquiring about the service in its first week, and she's on the line now. Samantha, how are you? Samantha, first of all, how did you end up becoming a professional cuddler?
So it really came from reading an online article of a guy giving away free hugs at a Saturday market and somebody coming along to make fun of him with deluxe hugs for $2. It was a light bulb moment for me when I realized that I would totally pay somebody to hug me and not have ulterior motives, to just want to hug me. And yeah, that seemed like the greatest thing, and this was kind of born out of that.
What is it about a hug that does it for you? I mean, like, everybody kind of would say, okay, if I was to get a massage, I like a massage, or if I was to be in love with somebody and be very close to them. But what is it about a hug? And I'm talking here possibly about a hug from, basically from strangers. It's just the hug itself.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, a hug really demonstrates the simplest form of human connection and allows us to know that we're not alone and that there are people there that see us and understand us on a very simple and just human level.
Okay, well, what happened then? When I mentioned there about 10,000 emails inquiring about the service in the first week where you are, which is the Cuddle Up To Me in Portland in Oregon, how did it all, like, snowball? Like, I mean, how quickly did you suddenly get all these people?
It was insane. I mean, literally, our website broke. We had more than 200,000 simultaneous hits at a time for about 8 hours straight. And so it was just nonstop. We finally have the website fixed this morning, but it's been way more than I can handle. I've got, you know, so many people to get back to. I don't even know how I'm going to do it all.
Okay, so it's all about people giving you a hug with no further or ulterior motives as such. So were you doing this by going to people's houses first, or is it now that they come to you?
Yeah, my service started about a year and a half ago as an outbound service. So I went to parks and movie theaters and to clients' homes. But now we have a retail studio where people get to come in. We have themed rooms. It's safe and comfortable. There's security cameras, all sorts of paperwork. But it really feels just really nice when people come in and cuddle.
And like, if somebody came in for a cuddle, how long do they stay? I mean, how long does the cuddle last? How many different kind of cuddles can they get?
So our range is 15 minutes to 5 hours. It's $1 per minute, U.S. dollars. And there are about 50 different positions that we can use.
Wait a minute, a five-hour cuddle?
Yeah, that definitely happens more frequently than you might think.
A five-hour cuddle, and then there's no ulterior motives. That's I don't quite get that, actually. I'm trying to work that one out. Okay, let's just say I just don't get it, and that's fine. You mentioned movie theatres. Are you telling me that you went to a dark movie theatre and cuddled with a stranger because they paid you $1 a minute to do so?
Yeah, we have movie theatres that have big love seats in them, big couches, and so it's quite comfortable.
I'm sure it is. That's not really what I meant. Would you be like, okay, like, do you sit in a seat and they come in, sit down, pay you $5 for 5 minutes, and then somebody else comes along and sits in the same seat? Like, the cuddling seat is over there. There's your woman, Samantha S.
Well, honestly, what this really about, it's not about me trying to make money off of it. It's about allowing people to know what my motivations are and allowing people to feel respected, accepted, and worthy for who they are. We all sometimes just need to be seen, need to be noticed, need to feel like we exist. And this is that place where people can come in and know that they're going to be okay because somebody cares about them.
Okay, I see here that there's a waiver that people have to sign. The cuddle sessions are not to be interpreted as sexual. Both parties will remain fully clothed, and cleanliness and adequate hygiene are required by both parties. Is there a third party who knows where you are?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a very extensive security system in place, and in the retail studio, there's a camera being monitored by a third party at all times.
And do you realize, or do you think that one of the, like, people need touch, and one of the best means of physical affection is a cuddle?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, touch helps release oxytocin, serotonin, and reduce cortisol, which basically adds up to this amazing miracle drug without actually taking anything internally. It allows us to increase our metabolism, which will help us burn more calories and lose fat. It helps us sleep better. It helps with our memory and helps us feel more connected to the community around us.
And how does a cuddle start? I mean, do you place a hand on a shoulder or a back or a waist or what is it? I mean, does it start slow and then stay at the same pace all the time?
It's different with everybody. Some clients don't even actually want to cuddle. They just want to be near me. We'll sit and read a book. Some people, you know, want to try out 6 different positions in an hour and see what's comfortable. It's a little different with everybody.
Hold on. Some people just want to be near you and read a book. Does that mean they still have to spend a dollar a minute?
Yes, certainly. A lot of people, you know, have had difficulties in their life surrounded by touch. And so to incorporate themselves back into it, they kind of have to ease into it a bit.
Okay. There is the famous word spooning that people go on about, which they say is basically just a cuddle. And then there's the half spoon as well. I've learned all this in the last few minutes. Would you know the difference between spooning and a half spoon?
So the half spoon, I believe, is where one person is lying flat on their back and one person is kind of lying on their side next to them. And the spoon is where you're both lying on your side next to each other.
Right, exactly. And like sometimes like lying out on the grass, looking up at the stars or whatever it happens to be. I presume if the one down, one up, it's the larger person should lie face up. Would I be right with their back on the ground?
You know, honestly, it works either way. I find that everybody is cuddle-sized, and I have many clients who are, you know, 500 pounds or more, and it's never a problem. Or people who are 7 feet tall, and I'm 5 feet tall, and so it always works. There's never been a problem.
It always works. I would say one thing that doesn't work, though, especially in a five-hour cuddle, is the dead arm situation, the needles and pins in the hand after a while, no?
Well, that's actually why I wrote my book, Touch, the Power of Human Connection. It gives you 19 different cuddle positions and all of the ways to find your comfort in that without having a dead arm.
All right. I see. Within the rest of the stuff that happens during a cuddle, what do we can we like play with the other person's hair? Can we have a little kissing or not kissing? Can we have a massage situation?
No kissing, no massages. We just cuddle. We will talk and chat and tell jokes and you know, read books, do story time. We have a lot of fun. We dance sometimes.
Right, I see. I'm like, okay, so we're talking hair strokes and hand holding and spooning and snuggling and hugging and loads of different cuddle positions. But is there a typical type of person? Has there been any, like you say? Yeah, usually the client we get is this age, male, female, whatever it is.
You know, honestly, it's a huge spectrum of people that come in. I've got men and women as young as 20, oldest is currently mid-70s, men and women, gay and straight, married, single, anybody and everybody. It's been great.
And can they ask you any business or any personal question that they would feel they want answered?
Absolutely, yeah. I am an open book to my clients, and they can ask me anything business or personal that they'd like.
Okay, and on the basis that people need love and affection, touch is top of the list.
Absolutely, yeah. Touch is the quickest way for us to get that healthy benefit of the release of oxytocin. It only takes 20 seconds for that to start to kick in.
Do you come in wearing your own clothes, or can you wear pajamas?
Yeah, a lot of people wear pajamas, or they come in and basically workout clothes.
I presume, like, you're not the only one cuddling. Is there only one sex involved? Is it only females who are there working?
Currently, but we are looking to expand. I have interviewed both men and transgendered individuals. We're happy to bring on all sorts of different people because everybody has different needs. I just haven't found quite the right people yet.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, I'll tell you what then. Now, you obviously are someone who believes there's not enough platonic touching and hugging between people. We could do with an awful lot more. Do you hug trees, by the way?
Sometimes I do. It's a thing. It's Portland.
Do you wear Birkenstocks, by the way, when you have clothes on?
I grew up on the beach, and I actually prefer to never have shoes on. I'll walk around the store with no shoes.
That's a good answer. Okay, by the way, we have a text here that says, is tickling allowed? Can you tickle?
No tickling is allowed.
Oh, damn. Okay. All right, well, listen, look.
I know.
Good luck with it. I will definitely be dropping in if I go to Portland, Oregon, I can tell you that. Cuddle Up To Me is what it's called in Portland, Oregon. Is there a website people can check it out?
Yeah, we're all over social media, all under Cuddle Up To Me, and then our website is cuddleuptome.com.
Cuddle Up To Me, indeed. All right, listen, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. That's Samantha Hess in Portland, Oregon. Thanks, Samantha.